love you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Friday, October the 12th. Half of the failures in life arise from pulling in one's horse as he is leaping.
Huh?
Think about the failures and things you stop as you're halfway through something, making a decision oftentimes based on fear. I don't think the horse can get over the jump, so let's not have him jump when the horse is halfway over the jump. Stop. Whoa.
You know, it's funny you should bring this up, because I saw a man about a horse just a few minutes ago. It's my new favorite line.
Yeah, I know. Look at you.
In California?
What? In L.A.?
Lots of horses in California. Yes. But there's more horses. There's an old expression we had on the farm. More horses arses than there are horses.
Actually, something you don't know, Roberta, I live in an equestrian community.
Yeah. She does. There's a lot of great places around where she is in Sunland. You can drive up and down the roadways there. A lot of great horse farms and people all over the place there. Oh, it's some pretty cool.
Who knew?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I know. Last time I went to visit you, I saw a lot of used car lots.
There are those. But if you go to the right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. All right, so the queen of cheap deals for today. It's Fun Friday, is it not? So we have
Fun Friday. Oh, we have some special stuff today for military people, active military veterans. You can actually go on a free vacation in November, and we'll tell you exactly how you can do that. And then we got some of the usual Freebie Friday stuff as well.
Freebie Friday stuff. All right, so Jennifer, your turn to give us an update on what we're going to get from our television report later in the hour.
We're going to talk about the Munsters and Christy Brinkley.
Ooh. Okay.
All in the same story or two different?
You're going to have to find out. You're going to have to wait and see.
I'd love to see Christy Brinkley as Mrs. Munster.
All right,
what
so
was
here
her
we
name?
Have
Mrs. Munster's name. Oh, I was just trying to remember.
Lily.
Lily, thank you. Thank you.
Lillian Herman.
Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has so many great things going on at supermarketguru.com. I'm reading his post on Facebook, his food news post. Learn how to shop for groceries smarter, eat healthier, and live better with new food products, video reviews, recipes, that sort of thing. And, in fact, you can get those by going to DougStefan.com as well, where he has some information dealing with food that helps you if you have allergies. We all know that there are food items that we are allergic to, but how many of you knew that there were foods you could take if you had allergies to overcome the allergies?
I knew.
You knew?
Yes, I did.
It's because you're smarter than the average bear, Roberta. Roberta has some interesting posts on her Facebook page today as well. The only thing I will tell you is has to do with the debate last night. I'm kind of going to leave it between Roberta and my daughter.
And me shouting at the television. Yeah.
All right. Now, also, Phil Lempert blogged this week about calories. And it seems to me we were talking because we have this sponsor that gets us to focus on our calories. So I just am wondering whether any or all of you know how many calories you have during the course of a day. Richie, for example, you often are the cook at home. Do you think about calories for you, your wife, or your children, and what you're supposed to be providing them? And is that, by way of your knowing it, a way to keep Sean and Juliana's?
I don't have to think about calories for either one of my kids. For me, I try to stay under 2,000. But Sean, I mean, he's burning. He's, you know, he's got a six-pack abs, and yeah, for an 8-year-old, and just he's in great shape.
8-year-old with six-pack abs.
He just naturally has a ripped stomach. I never had
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, yeah. And Juliana eats like a bird. I would love if I could get her to eat 800 calories a day, but it just doesn't happen. So I don't have to worry about that with them. So really, what I try to do is think about what goes on the table. Try to make sure I can get a vegetable in there. Try to make sure if I do carbs, it's whole wheat. And try to make sure there's a protein.
Yeah. So. Good for you, Richie. You're a hero. No. Good father.
Yeah, that's right.
About this stuff. Right, because I think it's important. From the food news bin at thesupermarketguru.com and also the story posted at DougStefan.com today, Kellogg's recalling some of its frosted mini wheats.
They're not great.
Because of the possibility of the mini wheats. Flexible metal mesh fragments in frosted mini wheats.
Those are good.
Frosted mini wheats, bite size.
Trying to
you
get
know
more.
How hard those are to chew anyway? Can you imagine with metal in them?
And I'm trying to get more iron into your diet.
Unfrosted with the letters KB, AP, or FK before
with
or.
With vitamins APC and metal shavings.
Best used before date April 2013 to September 2013. So far, nobody has been reported injured from these metal fragments. One consumer posted a video on YouTube that showed him running a magnet through a plate of the cereal and picking up a fair amount.
No.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I love Frosted Mini Wheats. I've eaten these. It's one of the few cereals that
they're so bad for you.
I know
all that
are,
sugar? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I like Frosted Mini Wheats anyway. I haven't had them for a long time. There's a new kind of Frosted Mini Wheat. I think it has blueberries in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Blueberries.
Yeah,
and sugar.
Yeah. Well, of course. It's loaded with sugar.
Roberta,
nobody said that was perfect, Roberta. Last night, Megan
treated me to a
dinner. We went to this. What was the name of the place we went to, Jennifer? Was right around the corner from where.
Did you go to Louis?
No. No, it was another one of those little small places that are all over, tucked all over the place. She knew it, and you knew it. And she said, what about. It was right around the corner because we were talking about where to go
Wasn't
to eat.
Wasn't it something 72?
Nope.
So anyway, you went to dinner.
Yeah, anyway. So we went to dinner, and I had this edamame that she picks whenever we go to dinner.
Not Desert Rose. You didn't go there.
Desert
Rose. You did go to Desert Rose. Isn't it good?
Yeah. Yeah. She loves those places, and I actually like them, too. And they're all over the place in Los Angeles, but you can't find them any other places. You don't find restaurants like that on the corner in Massachusetts, for example. But she orders for me. When we go to dinner, she always orders. And so she picked out what we were going to have for an appetizer, and then she picks this edamame sort of dish as a salad. And I thought, but we've been eating all day at the event, and I didn't want to have a lot to eat anyway. But it actually turned out to be quite good.
Yeah,
and the way
I didn't have one bit of food at that event.
Didn't you?
I had three falafel chips from Bob K.
Yeah. And then he ate the rest of the bag. There was some, actually, what's the name of that deli? They're not bad. We should plug them a little bit.
Brent's Deli.
What is it?
Brent's.
Brent's. Are they big? I don't. For somebody who's been, I'm a part-time Angelina and have been since 1994.
You're kind of on the valley side of. You're on the LA side.
Yeah, okay,
they're in Northridge and in.
I don't go down to the valley.
No, you're too fancy.
Yeah,
but anyway, so Desert Rose. So you had edamame salad.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
And then what?
That was it. We went home.
You didn't have
pad?
No,
you didn't have any raw fish.
No, I have raw fish.
The Desert Rose is kind of like a hummus Mediterranean style place.
Ooh,
it's
good.
And it's actually really healthy too.
It is. Yeah, it sounds good. Actually quite good. Yeah, it was very good. This one, a little small. It's like Buddha's Belly that's over on Beverly Boulevard near the Beverly Center. We have gone there a lot, and it's the same kind of stuff. As I said, that bill of fare is available all over Los Angeles. But the reason I was focusing on it is because there's so much posted at Phil's website. And you can check that out, and we connect to him through at DougStefan.com. As long as we're focusing on the calories, Roberta, you know how many calories you eat a day on average?
I try to keep it at 1,200.
How do you know, though?
Succeed. What well, I actually count calories.
You do?
There's an app for that, Dougie.
Yeah.
I totally use an app.
There's tons of apps for that.
Huh. All right,
to the point where I don't even know exactly the calorie number, but what you do is you put in all the food that you've eaten during the day, you put in all your exercise, and it just kind of keeps track to see if you're, you know, if you're burning more than you take in.
The Livestrong app gives you calorie counts for each individual item that you enter.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so that's something that I didn't know, and I bet a lot of people listening didn't
know
that.
And then another good app while we're here, it doesn't do the calories, but Jennifer turned me on to it a while back, is that Fugicate.
It's awesome.
Fugicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. It scans everything and gives you the whole nutritional breakdown.
Seems
and healthier learn. Alternatives. Yeah.
And I think men aren't going to sign up for this sort of thing, but women who are interested and maybe interested in taking care of their man, but interested in taking care of themselves and their family would more likely.
What a sexist statement
stuff, right?
That was. I have this app and I use it to take care of my family.
Really, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of the few. I'm Ben.
Yes.
Maybe.
But you're a metrosexual, they call
you. Yeah, right. That's Richie, exactly the metrosexual. Yeah. That's, when I think of metrosexuals, I always think of Rich McKay.
You know what?
Always.
My neighbor across the street, who is gay, and I were just talking about what a metrosexual I am, as a matter of fact. He's like, you know.
Who are they really?
You are a metrosexual.
Man, speaking of that.
He thinks I'm a Cro-Magnon, but he loves me anyway.
I've never come across this guy, Carol, before, who's the talk show host. Who
Carell, he's our newest talent at CRN.
He's at CRN. Mm-hmm. And doesn't he do something on Sirius as well?
He does Genesis.
Genesis.
Right. I don't know if he is on Sirius.
And he does KGO on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talk about a screaming homosexual.
Oh, but he's hysterical.
He is. He's funny.
But
he's so out and just plays with it. He was on one of the panels at this event yesterday.
First foray into radio was with his partner, Andrew, on KFI. They got fired.
Why?
Because he said something terrible. He's been in the news before. He actually said he got in trouble and kicked off KGO for a while because of something he said on a break when his mic was hot and he didn't know he was on the air.
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah, be careful of that. All right, so anyway, we're talking about calories and that sort of thing. The way to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks, the answer is not dieting. But folks, with the help of Axia 30, you may be able to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. A lot of people in various tests have done just that.
Oh, send me a sample of this, Doug.
Axia 30, AXIA 30, Roberta. Axia 30, new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula with an ingredient known in clinical studies to show both men and women losing 30 pounds in just 12 weeks. So that's 10 pounds a month.
They should send it to all of us. They should send it to all of us and see who loses the most weight.
I don't want to lose 30 pounds, but thanks for the suggestion. Richie's, I don't know. I think you don't need to lose. What are you talking about?
I put some weight back on, but I need to lose it.
You're injured.
That's
true. I'm injured.
But this, you don't have to lose 30 pounds. I mean, you can take it and use it as much as
I'd be good if I lost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Axia 30 is the new.
I'd look so hot if I lost 30 pounds.
Frontier. Have that hole in your head.
This is a really long time.
I have staples in my head.
For the benefit of the audience, Roberta fell down earlier this week. She fell off of a ladder, and she broke her coccyx and has a hole in her head, blood gussing everywhere. You just imagine.
And I drove.
I did that when I cut my fingers off the other day.
I'd loved it if you would have gotten pulled over by a cop. And had to explain to him, I have a broken tailbone and a gushing hole in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only got 2 more hours until I'm back to my house.
Yes, exactly.
You drove for 2 hours like that?
Four.
I drove for 4.5 hours.
What, coming
Rhode
back?
Island
you came back from Rhode Island? Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I took, and I wouldn't recommend this,
folks. Gum. She took some gum, and she plugged up the hole in the back of her head.
I have doctors in Rhode Island.
I took 1,800 milligrams of ibuprofen, which I would not recommend you doing.
How's this commercial
going for you, Doug? It's going great. The folks are actually going to be happy with this.
And quite a bit of coffee. And yeah, I think just the adrenaline and the shock from the injury, you know, how you don't realize how hurt you are at first.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got to the hospital, I suddenly realized, ooh, I am really hurt.
All right, folks, how about losing weight with Axia 30?
Yes, much better than
Try Axia 30 for 12 weeks risk-free. You get a free month supply as well when you call 800-525-8345. Axia 30, call 800-525-8345. Tremendous results backed by science. That's why Dr. Ken loves stuff like this. Both men and women, you get a full 90-day money-back guarantee for Axia 30. 800-525-8345.
Send me some of this, dog.
845. 21 after on Good Day.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Back in the early 70s, some of the folks were not very happy, though, when Jesus Christ Superstar premiered on Broadway because of the content. This would have been something right up Roberta's alley.
Oh, I love this. I know almost every word.
Yeah. Before the thing even opened, this thing, I was still the disc jockey at the time, and I remember playing a cut from this album pretty much every hour. It was so popular. 2.5 million copies of the album were sold to those who had never seen. They heard the music from Andrew Lloyd Webber, and very catchy, and then this thing became more than a success. It was like through the roof. I remember playing also, I Don't Know How to Love Him, must have been 900 million times by Helen Reddy. That was a very, very popular song. Number one for a long time. And, of course, Jesus Christ Superstar was the title song from the show.
Andrew Mary Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Put him on the map.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was introduced. The first performance of Superstar on Broadway was October the 12th, 1971.
That's due for a revival.
You think?
I think.
I think it would work. Yeah, I agree with you. Also, on this date in 1997, sad news for John Denver fans. He did sort of the punchline for jokes, even though it was, I thought it was horrible. I remember this whole thing. He was an experimental
airplane.
It came from a box.
Yeah, he made his own airplane, which is cool. Fun. Yeah. But you got to put gas in it, John.
I couldn't understand.
People
how
say
do
it was
that.
Suicide. You know, people say he was an experiment.
It was a right wing conspiracy.
Right.
No, but people said that he knows better and that he just wanted to end it.
Yeah, he was only 53.
My thing was I was mad at him for because that's
taking
just
away that talent.
Well, you know, music. You know, it's a dumb mistake.
It was.
It's just a dumb mistake, and it's unfortunate. Yeah. But you know, it's terrible to lose a great talent like that for such a silly, dumb reason.
It would seem. Speaking of great talent. I'm not sure whether. I suppose Tom Hanks fits into that, making his debut on Broadway. Did you see this?
No.
I did.
Yeah,
cool.
No,
something
I didn't
called
know.
Lucky Guy. It was written by Nora Ephron.
The Nora Ephron thing,
before she died. Production recounts the scandal in graffiti-ridden New York of the 1980s, as told through a tabloid columnist named Mike McAllery. Limited engagement at the Broadhurst Theater, and then opening next April 1st. So what do you think? That'll draw him in, won't
it? I think so.
All right. I have a celebrity news quiz for everybody that wants to pay attention and like celebrity. You ready?
Yes, ready.
Everybody ready for this? 800-510-8255. Friday. I made arrangements yesterday to get a lot of neat new swell prizes for the prize closet. You like those people, Jennifer, that were selling the food, that chocolate and those ice cream bars?
Yeah, all helpful, organic stuff.
Oh, my God, they were great stuff. I'm going to get the ice cream bars and sell them at the store, the farm store. Anyway, I want to know, who is the new spokesperson for Living Proof Hair Care Products? 800-510-8255. To say she is well known is an understatement. Roberta, you know the answer? Don't give it.
No, I don't.
Jennifer,
Bruce,
you know the
has
answer?
A song called Living
I don't.
Proof.
Okay.
Maybe it's Bruce.
800, no, it's not Bruce. 800-510 is probably a woman. I can give you that much. 800-510-8255. Who's the new spokesperson for Living Proof Hair Care Products? I don't even know what Living Proof, maybe that's why they hired this woman. Who knows anything about Living Proof Hair Care Products? Anybody? Ever even heard of them?
Nope.
All right, so this would be interesting. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
After the hour Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli and the Queen of Cheap Report in a matter of moments. Jennifer is going to take us to the folks at NBC airing a reboot of an important television program, a blast from the past, if you will. I'm interested in how many people know this fellow who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes.
You know that book?
I know the book.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pronounce his name. It's Kiyosaki, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Robert Kiyosaki. By the way, he filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
Really?
How is he bankrupt?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, that was a best-selling book. That was everywhere.
One of the things that I get a kick out of, some of these, I have, since yesterday, Richie, you get a kick out of this. Roberta, she won't be impressed one way or another. But I seem to have found myself on Facebook a lot in the last 24 hours. Jennifer was laughing earlier, kind of chuckling because of all I find out things when I go to actually my Facebook page. I see connections to all kinds of people that I forget I have. And one of them is to Tom Likas, who is a well-known radio personality, especially here in Los Angeles, but Oh, Jennifer. It's moderate. He's considered a sexist by most women, and in fact he is. But he has it's a very interesting radio approach he has to things. So he now does an online radio thing, and he was yesterday posted this. How many times have I warned you about this guy, referring to Robert Kiyosaki, who did books and seminars and stuff, a financial self-help guy. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the book that he was most well known for, and now the guy's declared bankruptcy. So it's interesting to follow the story and how many people like it. And so I get to the terminology, and Jennifer, you can help me with this, or Richie, all of you. Well, Roberta can't help us with this. But why it is when you say you like something, do you like the story? Do you like the fact he went bankrupt? What does that mean when you like something like this?
It just means, hey, great post.
Right.
Really?
I'm entertained by this. I'm informed by this. Mm-hmm. I agree with this. It could mean one of a dozen things, but it's you made me laugh.
Okay.
This was interesting.
The worst thing
is when somebody posts that somebody died and then people like that post.
Yeah.
That makes me upset. I don't know.
Yeah. Please say a prayer for my mom who just had a stroke and is in the hospital.
Yeah. I like this.
Like.
Right. Yeah. Isn't there a new terminology, though? Didn't we run into that earlier this week? Somebody, is there something called want? Now, what was the, there's another four-letter word that's being used by Facebook folks when they post something, and it's not like, but I can't remember what it is. Anybody
oh,
know?
It's the want button.
Want.
For what, yeah, for, yeah want. For pages, for a product, you can
yeah.
actually press the want
right,
button.
Right, that's it.
And then you create an online list on your Facebook page of products that you want that's
right.
viewable by everybody.
Okay, I knew that.
God,
all right, so what's really our what's going on with our Facebook and social media stuff in general, Jen Jen?
Well, Dougie, we have a very important, mind-challenging question on our Facebook page today. And it is, have you ever butt-dialed someone?
oh, yes.
My wife butt-dials me almost every day.
Yes, and she actually responded to this question. So that
Janet did?
Yeah, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The question is, have you ever butt-dialed someone? What happened? We'll get to her. Bill said, only daily. Yvonne said, my daughter did that to me a couple of weeks ago. We had a good laugh over it. Colleen said, no, I don't keep my phone in my pocket. I have received more than my fair share of them, though. I just call back and leave a message letting them know 3 to 5 minutes were wasted on an empty voicemail. Leslie said, not sure, but sometimes when I called home, I would every once in a while get the wrong number, and I would ask, what are you doing at my house, and who are you? And sometimes it's fun, and people would end up talking to her for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I purse dial. I don't butt dial so much, but Janet McFadden, Rich's lovely wife, responded to this question and said, I butt dial Rich several times a month. Good thing he doesn't speak Spanish.
That's pretty funny.
I think she's plotting against you, Rich.
So one time, Tom butt dialed me and didn't realize
it. Roberta's wife, yeah.
Husband.
Yeah.
And
in your case, more. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
keep going.
And so he's walking down the street and he's carrying on this very animated conversation with somebody who I happen to also know. So when he gets home, you know, I said, oh, you met with so-and-so today. And he's kind of looking at me. So that, you know, I didn't know about that. I'm reiterating just kind of in a conversational way of what they talked about. And like his eyes are getting wider and wider. He says, how do you know all this?
You were messing with him.
I said, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Right. You're becoming clairvoyant, in fact.
It really freaked him out.
Yeah.
Really, really.
There are courses, you know, you can take courses on clairvoyance.
In butt dialing?
More, no, just in general clairvoyance stuff.
Where?
I'm not sure. Actually, Meredith is taking them, and I'm not sure where she's taking them, but it's very interesting to actually pursue whether or not you can figure what's going on in somebody else's mind, because of course
that
you
is like the worst.
Hurry
that,
and tell her.
That is clue number one that I need a new girlfriend is when she's trying to take classes to be able to read my mind.
No, it's actually kind of fun. I'm looking forward to it. That'd be number one.
Would you want to read someone's mind?
If my wife started taking classes to learn how to read my mind, I'd be running for
the mountains. No, but you see, you're personifying it. She's not taking classes to learn what's in my mind. She's trying to take classes that will expand what you can figure out by watching somebody's body language, by listening to their words. Yeah, man. Yeah.
No, it's dialing into your perception. I'm all for that. But you know how some people say, like, there's a superhero skill? I'd always rather choose flying or something like that, because knowing what is really, truly on people's minds. I mean, if I had someone that knew exactly all the horrifying things that I was thinking, I mean, my mind is a bad place.
Remember in Heroes, that was part of one of his demons. Doug, who's your friend you went to Israel with?
Greg Grunberg.
His character could control minds, and it became this heavy thing for him that almost made him go crazy.
Really? All right, well, maybe I should advise against that. Mm. At any rate, I'm looking as I fiddle around through. There are two things I want you to post on Facebook, Jen Jen.
Yes, sir.
One of them has to do with a post office story at DougStefan.com today about the increase in the price of stamps coming again in January. And there's a new global forever stamp that they have introduced at the post office,
global?
Which will let you mail letters anywhere in the world for $1.10, no matter how much postage rates go up in the future.
Ooh.
Makes no difference.
Okay, I have
global
an idea here.
Forever
like
stamp.
It.
Yeah, but
could
it
we
takes
mail
forever
ourselves?
To make it globally.
No, but could we mail ourselves for $1.10, and that way we wouldn't have to pay to fly anywhere anymore?
Remember what the...
Somebody tried that with FedEx.
FedEx,
put himself
exactly.
in a box. Yeah,
yeah. And then
awesome.
It went for a lot less money than it would have cost to be...
But is there air in, like, cargo areas? Sure. Is there enough air to
breathe? Cats and dogs and snakes.
You can make holes in the box.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure you go in a cargo area that has a temperature control situation. Yeah. Otherwise, you come out.
You know, if I were going to mail myself, I'd mail myself in a recliner because it would get kind of cramped.
Where would you mail yourself to? And you'd have to have a bathroom in there.
Mm. Right,
oh, no. Just a mason jar is fine. Yeah.
Diaper.
All right. So the poll today at Stefan.com. What do you still use the postal service for? A, bills. B, greeting cards. C, charitable organizations. D, I just get magazines. E, some or all of the above. F, I just get
population control.
Mail. What do you use the postal service for? So help yourself to that at DougStefan.com. And the only other thing that I sort of wanted to ask has to do with Paul Ryan and whether or not you saw the... there's a series of pictures in Time magazine. Time has posted a slideshow of outtakes from a photo shoot with Paul Ryan showcasing his P90X workout routine.
Yeah,
have you
great.
Seen those?
And he's looking all gangster. I mean, it's really strange. It doesn't look like a political figure. It's weird.
No. Well, he apparently posted this himself during the workout with its creator, Tony Horton. That's how it first got started. And now it's apparently gone viral. So those ladies who like, six-pack abs? Is that what P90X is all about? I've seen a few of those videos.
P90X gets you into really good shape if you stick to it. It's a daily thing, and it's intense.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's one reason that women are going to be voting for Ryan is because he has... six-pack abs. Not necessarily Roberta, maybe a few others. All right, let's check the Queen of Cheap report for a fun Friday review of the freebies that Roberta has found for us, posted at DougStefan.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, as we promised, I got information on how veterans or active duty military can actually get a free vacation. Let's start first at Knott's Berry Farm. They're going to have free admission for veterans in active duty plus one. That's through November 1st through November 21st.
I got that.
What?
She said duty.
Oh. Keep going, Roberta.
You're like adolescents or like 10-year-old.
Of course,
they are.
She is Beavis. I am Butthead. Leave us alone. We are happy together.
So free admission to Knott's Berry Farm November 1st through November 21st. And that free bed and breakfast stay for veterans. If you've served in the military, you can get a free stay on Sunday, November 11th, 2012. That's the whole thing for Veterans Day. Get it, Veterans Day. And if you're a veteran, you can stay free. There's hundreds of bed and breakfasts across the U.S. who are participating in this. So if you can combine it with Knott's Berry Farm, well, then there you go. Free vacation. Free bed and breakfast stay, that's for up to two people, and also free admission to Knott's Berry Farm. Now, if you're just looking for free coffee, go to Caribou Coffee, buy one, get one free. That's on the 13th through the 14th of October this weekend. And if you want to take pictures of yourself while doing this, or if you're a veteran or active duty military, you can get 50 free Shutterfly photo prints, and we tell you exactly how to do that, and you'll find all of this wonderful information for veterans in active duty, military, and other things on the Queen of Cheap website area at DougStefan.com. So go check it out.
All right. I think that's quite enough of that. We haven't gotten the answer yet for our celebrity news quiz question. Let me repeat this one more time and get the answer. All right. Knock it off. Will you please? 800-510-8255. Who's the new spokesperson for Living Proof Hair Care?
Oh, my God. You asked that question like 3 weeks ago.
No, but I asked it long enough and we got distracted by a number of other things. Duh.
You better re-ask it then because...
I'm asking it again and we'll see if we can get the answer before we're done here. Jennifer's got to... report, the television report coming up. Who is the new spokesperson for Living Proof Hair Care Products? If you know, you get a swell prize at 800-510-8255. And the reboot of a famous television program in the focus when Jennifer gives us the TV update in a moment here on Good Day.
double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half-zip performance fleeces just 12 bucks for adults, 9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just 7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack.
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, excuse me, and Roberta and Richie. Let's get the answer to the question, okay? Because Richie's upset with me that it's taking this long to make this work. 800-510-8255. Marilyn is in Citrus Heights, California. The thing I heard, you were chatting with Rich, and I could hear you. You said you were born in Framingham?
I was, and I grew up in Ashland.
How? At what era are we?
Your era.
My era.
Day. Hung out at the Dairy Queen in Framingham.
Oh, my God, the Dairy Queen. Across from Bowditch Field. What a great place they are. That's where I first fell in love with Dairy Queen stuff.
Yes, me too.
So when did you move to Ashland? Did you go to school? Do I know you?
I think we know some people in common. I think your friend, the former police chief, and I know each other.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Cool. And I moved out here in 1980.
Yeah, how do you like it there?
Oh, I'm a Californian now. Yeah. But
or
I'm
here,
a,
I should say, because I'm in Sox, California at the moment.
I'm a Sox fan till death.
Are you? Yeah, most of us have that affliction. All right,
yeah.
So what's the name of the person who's the spokesperson for this Living Proof
character?
Well,
I felt I had to call because I felt sorry for Rich, so it's Jennifer Aniston.
Thank you.
Jennifer Aniston has been named the new spokesperson for Living Proof Hair Care Products. Have you ever heard, Marilyn, of Living Proof Hair Care Products before this?
No, sir, I have not.
All right, so there's $7 million that they're investing in her. It's probably well spent because if nobody knows who they are now, but after she gets involved, they do, so it'll be a good deal. All right, hold on a second, Marilyn. Nice to speak with you. I hope you're having fun in California. Jennifer, what's a television show that's being rebooted for Halloween?
Well, that would be the Munsters, sir. Actually, it's not just for Halloween. NBC was going to do a Munsters reboot called 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Right, I remember.
But the pilot got killed, so it's not going to happen. But they don't want to waste it, because I guess it was a decent pilot. So it's going to air on Halloween night on NBC with Jerry O'Connell and Portia de Rossi.
All right, so that story is at DougSteffen.com. What other quick TV news do you have?
Christy Brinkley is joining the cast of Parks and Rec, which is kind of cool. Huh. And Ty Burrell from ABC's Modern Family sold a TV show with his brother to ABC, a new comedy.
Really? All right, there it is.
guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Parsons, more airline fees being added. The story about what if you're flying the airline that has no reason for being, $100 per bag. I even heard an ad about that this week. Meanwhile, the big sale of the week, which Tom had for us here exclusively, I think on Tuesday, we'll find out how that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday sale went, how it impacted you, and what it costs now if you didn't buy your tickets over the last 3 days. Tom Parsons on travel in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half-zip performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack.
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jet packs not included.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so Tom Parsons from BestBayers.com is here. Every week he posts on the DougStephan.com website a lot of bargains that are here, puts together special promotions for those of you who listen to this program. So if you go to DougStephan.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box, you will see what this week's specials are, although they're not so special as what you would have found if you had looked around on Tuesday, Wednesday through yesterday. Appreciable difference today in what it costs you to get from point A to point B if you're looking at a certain time schedule, right? Time frame, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was now, you know, this was not a Thanksgiving sale or a Christmas or New Year's sale we saw, but if you're going the winter, you know, right after New Year's, up until, actually, some of them went up to March 1st, or the 2 weeks in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that was just one heck of, you know, it was a hot dog airfare sale. It's, compared to what we're seeing for the exact same period, I would say some fares went up more than double what we were seeing just on Tuesday this week. So,
what kind of dough? Why do they do this? Just to raise money? What is the reason for a sale at this time of year for that time of year?
It's very slow. Everybody in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, their main goal is either to travel during Thanksgiving and be with the family or go during Christmas and New Year's when the family can go. And then right after New Year's, the problem the airlines have is everybody's back to school or they burned up all their vacation over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So it's usually a very good time to be booking. And you can still get some good good destinations at very reasonable prices. And so, yeah, Christmas time, I bet you pay triple what the sale fares were. And right now, you're just going to have to sit out there and duke it out and see what you can come up with. And I still think there could be some sales. But, you know, Southwest and Atlanta and Southwest and AirTran Atlanta was amazing to me. I mean, those two guys combined are the largest airline that carry more passengers. And Delta never matched the sale.
Why?
I don't know. It's like they didn't.
How
match
close
it.
Were they?
Close, hundreds of dollars off.
Really?
Yeah, hundreds.
And do they have now the same frequency of travel? Southwest has got lots of slots and gates now in Atlanta. But do they provide the same frequency of travel from whatever point A that Delta has to whatever point B is that is being serviced?
They may not do the exact. I mean, Southwest has learned that they don't need to do all that. If Delta may run 7 or 8 flights, Southwest probably be happy with 5.
And, to New York, let's say, or Chicago, or down to Orlando.
Well, I think
like
they're
that.
Still using AirTran on the New York run there. They may have 7 or 8. I mean, that's a very big, it's a business market. They're going to do it. But I just think right now we just have to hang in. If you're looking for deals now, look at Europe, look at the Caribbean, look at the vacation package, especially right now in the Caribbean.
Tom Parsons with Doug Stephan on Good Day. Check out Ben.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.